You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one, Jamie Vardy to score in a Leicester win is 3-1, and Dimitri Payet to score in a West Ham win is priced up at 8-1. The Player of the Season nominees got announced earlier this week. Leicester have three of the six nominees, so that in the shape of Mahrez, Vardy and Kante. And they've become very, very good at managing games well lately. But West Ham finished the game off in impressive fashion against Manchester United during the week, Derek. This should be a stern test for them.
Yeah, but it's a long time since West Ham won a game, isn't it? I think the 3-2 win at Everton was the last one. I was disappointed in West Ham in midweek against United. Yeah, he came on strong at the end, but they had to 2-0 down, and you know, United might have easily taken the foot off the gas. Don't know, they're not striking me as the team. This is West Ham I'm talking about, the team they were maybe a month or two ago. And Leicester just keep doing everything right, everything you want a championship favourite, a title favourite to do, they are doing. Not conceded a goal in five, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0. These aren't great teams they've been playing. You know, Watford, Newcastle, Palace, Southampton, Sunderland, but they're getting the job done. They need three wins from five matches to seal the title. And you know, we've long since given up waiting for them to slip up, because they ain't going to. They're just doing everything right. And I still think, even at odds on, I still think the bookies are underrating them here. I think they'll beat West Ham. I know West Ham, you could argue, still have it all to play for, given that they're in sixth place, still have got a top four spot still within sight. But they are 5 points behind Man City now, and maybe for West Ham, it's beginning to slip away for them. Out of the cup as well, they were resting all that, you know, putting a lot of faith in that. You could say it's a mental letdown for Hammers. I like Leicester here. I can't go against them.
Okay.
Derek, Player of the Year odds.
Oh, my God.
Out on the William website.
Thank God you put me off. Remember a few weeks ago I was asking about that, and I thought it was nailed on to be Vardy. He's no winner to be seen, is he?
I was just about to say, you'll be at 5-2, Derek. You'll be remortgaging the house, won't you?
Well, I thought, had I not spoken to you a couple of weeks ago, I would have thought, yeah, it's an absolute certainty. But everybody I've spoken to lots of other people in the pub, they're all going, no, Mahrez, and a few of them are going, Kante as well. Very few are talking about Vardy. I can't believe it. In my eye, I'm obviously wrong. You know, it's hard for me to say that.
But that's the first time I've ever heard you say it, actually, Derek.
But I still can't see why he isn't favourite, but there you go. In fact, what I should do, if I had any faith in my punting wherewithal, I would, you know, lump on, but too many voices are urging no, so I won't, including my bank manager.
I'll be so upset as well if he does get it, and then you refuse to do the podcast with us again, Derek, because I've put you off that bet. N'Golo Kante there at 20-1. He's just maybe not fashionable enough, but he has a terrific season. That looks overpriced at 20s to me, N'Golo Kante. But I think Mahrez is going to get it at 1-3. But even these odds, Derek, are more skewed heavily in the favour of Mahrez than I anticipated. I thought there'd be not as much between them, not this disparity between them in the prices.
Yeah, well, I fully expected Vardy to be fair. Has Mahrez really been that much better than Vardy? Vardy's goals have put them up there, isn't it?
He's broken that record as well, which you think has got to come into account at some point in time. You've been
honestly, I'm dumbfounded, you can tell.
I'm going with Leicester in this game as well. Derek's with Leicester at 10-11. I quite like Leicester. Derek reeled off the results they've had recently. All those 1-0 wins followed by the late 2-0 win against Sunderland, where Vardy scored in the 66th minute and then scored in the 90th minute as well. I like Leicester in under 2.5 goals. I mean, that's 3-1. Leicester basically to win this game 1-0 or 2-0, which I think is a terrific price. And it's going to be difficult, I think Derek mentioned it there, for West Ham to get over that loss in the FA Cup, because Slaven Bilic and his players wanted that trophy so badly to be knocked out of the FA Cup. When I think, Derek, I don't know if you bat them, but it was like each of two, wasn't it, on Wednesday night? And most people I spoke to expected West Ham to win that game as well.
Yeah, I did too, but they were second best. Really were second best. I mean, I was a bit disconcerted by that game because it looked almost as though Man United were getting back to where they should be. I mean, it was a professional performance by them, and I didn't think they'd give West Ham a kick, to be honest. I thought they were excellent, United. But West Ham, very disappointing.
Serious incentive for Leicester here as well. You think if they win this game before Tottenham play on Monday night, they'll have extended that gap to 10 points.
And they get the luxury, I think, from now until the final day of the season, they always play before Spurs. So they can constantly be putting the pressure on now, week in, week out.
Yeah.
They play their game before Spurs play theirs. Which
You know, it's in everybody, you're right to say that, Sam, and everybody, you know, it's something all the commentators on the TV, but the normal man on the street will say, well, surely that's not a good thing. Surely, you know, they lose. You know, the pressure's on them to get a result first. But then again, you look at it in a penalty shootout, and statistically, the team that fires first in a penalty shootout win 64% of the time. So you could argue it's that, you know, it does shade the odds Leicester's way by playing first.
Yeah, I think it does. There doesn't feel to be any pressure on Leicester City either now. They're freewheeling, really,
yeah,
because they know they have this huge gap on the rest of the field, and they're cruising in front. And it's the perfect time to meet West Ham. They couldn't have asked for a better opponent this weekend, given West Ham went out of the FA Cup midweek, and that was a grueling fixture against Manchester United, and really demoralising from their perspective as well. The danger man is Dimitri Payet. We all know that. In his last seven Premier League appearances, he's had a hand in seven goals, scoring three times and assisting four. So if you're looking at a goal scorer from the West Ham point of view, you've got to be looking at Dimitri Payet. He's 13-5 to score any time. But I don't think Leicester will concede here. I think they'll do what they've been doing. Perfect time to meet the Hammers. Leicester and under 2.5 goals is a damn good price here at 3-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.